CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 30th of November, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. To news headlines. The RSGB has launched its official Instagram profile. You can listen out for GB25YOTA for Youngsters on the Air month. TX Factor releases part 2 of its Hamfest special. The RSGB has launched its official Instagram profile. This addition to the Society's social media presence will help it to connect in a new way and showcase the exciting world of amateur radio and STEM. Throughout Instagram, the RSGB aims to report youth activities and highlight opportunities for young radio enthusiasts. It wants to engage with like-minded organisations that promote STEM, education and innovation, and to inspire the RF engineers of the future by sharing stories, projects and events. It will also be a great platform for connecting with other groups that enjoy practical activities. If you're on Instagram, the RSGB invites you to follow its profile, like its posts, and join the conversation as it builds a new community. Search for the RSGB and get involved. Youngsters on the Air month has officially begun. Listen out for special event station GB25YOTA throughout the month as young radio amateurs get on the amateur bands. Sandringham School and the 2nd Marlborough Scout Group start the event on Wednesday the 3rd of December. On Friday the 5th of December, Bracknell Amateur Radio Club will host GB25YOTA, as well as John M0NOJ, who will be operating later in the afternoon. Cambridge University Wireless Society will be hosting the call sign on both Friday and Saturday. Also on Saturday the 6th of December, you'll be able to work South Durham Radio Club, who are active using the GB25YOTA call sign. Looking forward to Sunday the 7th of December, listen out for the 2nd Marlborough Scouts and Cray Valley Radio Society. Details of operating times, bands and modes can be found at rsgb.org/YankeeOscarTangoAlpha-month. Take the time to encourage a young radio amateur by having a QSO with them. TX Factor is back with part 2 of its National Hamfest special, which completes the coverage of news from that event. The episode is full of informative updates on the RSGB, including an interview with RSGB Board Chair Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, on the work of the Emerging Technology Coordination Committee. TX Factor presenter Bob McCready, G0FGX, also speaks with RSGB President Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, about the importance of RSGB membership and the vital work the Society does on protecting the spectrum. In addition, you'll find an interview focusing on the RSGB communications strategy and how it is helping to bring amateur radio to new audiences, as well as an update from the RSGB Maker champion, Tom Wardell, M9TWM. Watch all this and more by going to txfactor.co.uk. A reminder that the last Tonight at 8 webinar of 2025 will be live tomorrow from 8pm via the RSGB's YouTube channel and special BATC channel. The presentation will feature young RSGB members who travelled to Paris earlier this year for the Youngsters on the Air summer camp. As well as hearing about their experience, you'll receive an update from the RSGB Youth Team on its plans for 2026. If you're a young radio amateur or you're interested in encouraging young people to get involved in amateur radio in the coming year, this webinar is not to be missed. Find out more at rsgb.org/webinars. Remember that if you're interested in the role of RSGB nominated director, the deadline for applications is the 5th of December. Nominated directors are selected by the Society's Nomination Committee, and then the RSGB membership votes to endorse them at the AGM. Go to rsgb.org/elections and follow the instructions on that page to apply or to have a chat about the role. Following the Ofcom changes to the Intermediate License Call Sign series, the RSGB is updating its guidance to members. RSGB members with M8 or M9 call signs who wish to receive QSL cards from the RSGB Bureau should send envelopes to the same QSL sub-manager who handles the corresponding to X call sign series. The list of QSL sub-managers has been updated accordingly, so please check on the website before posting. You can find the list in the QSL Bureau section of the RSGB website at rsgb.org/Quebec Sierra Lima. And now for details of rallies and events. Today, the Bishop Auckland Amateur Radio Amateurs Club Rally is taking place at Spennymoor Leisure Centre, County Durham. Traders, catering, ample parking, disabled facilities are available on site. For more information, visit Bravo Alpha, Romeo Alpha Charlie, .org.uk. And Mid Devon Amateur Radio and Electronics Fair 2025 will be held on the 7th of December at the Winkley Sports and Recreation Centre. The doors will be open from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Entry costs £3 per person, and there's no charge for partners and under 16s. For more details, contact Phil, G6DLJ, on 07990-563-147 or email whiskeyromeogolf2024@hotmail.com. Now the special event news. Special event station OZ90 NRAU is active until the 7th of December to celebrate the anniversary of the establishment of the Nordic Radio Amateur Union. For more information, including details of awards that are available for work in the station, visit qrz.com. Data VU2DSI is active as Alpha Uniform 2 Juliet Charlie Bravo until the 15th of December to commemorate the birthday of Indian physicist and radio pioneer Jagdish Chandra Bose. Listen for activity using SSB on the 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 meter bands. QSL direct to Data's home call. Now the DX news. Gabrielle HB9TSW is active as Zulu 68 Bravo Golf from Slatina Air Base near Pristina, Kosovo, until the 10th of December. He's operating using CW only, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or via his home call. Red DL1BUG is active as Tango Yankee 5 Foxtrot Romeo from Cotonou, Benin, until the 11th of December. He's using CW and SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands, QSL via DL1BUG direct or via the Bureau. QSOs will be uploaded to Clublog. Now the contest news. The CQ Worldwide DX CW contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 29th and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and CQ zone. UK's in zone 14. On Tuesday, the 2nd of December, the RSGB 144 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, the 2nd of December, the RSGB 144 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using ALMOS on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 3rd, the RSGB 144 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 till 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday the 3rd, the RSGB 144 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 till 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. The ARRL 160-meter contest starts at 2200 UTC on Friday the 5th and ends at 1559 UTC on Sunday the 7th of December. Using CW on the 160-meter band, the exchange's signal report. American and Canadian stations also send their ARRL or RAC section reference. On Sunday the 7th of December, the RSGB 144 MHz Affiliated Societies contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is Golf Bravo 2 Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 27th of November. Last week was a mixed bag in terms of solar activity. Yes, we had geomagnetic disturbances, but they were never really that bad, with a maximum KP index of 5, and that was only for 1 3-hour period. This was mainly due to 2 large coronal holes on the Sun, which saw the solar wind speed increase to around 700 to 740 kilometres a second. There have been coronal mass ejections, but these have been on the far side of the Sun, and so didn't affect us. Meanwhile, the solar flux index has continued its downward trend, being in the range of 116 to 121 over the week. However, there's been DX to be worked. The CDXC Slack group reports ZD9's VJ on St. Helena Island has been logged on the 40-meter band using CW. 3G0YR on Easter Island was also worked on the 40-meter band using CW. Many other stations have been setting up for the CQ Worldwide CW contest over the last week, so there have been plenty of DX stations around. The DX Summit website reports 3B8/E70A in Mauritius on the 50-meter band using FT8. VR2KF in Hong Kong on the 10-meter band using CW and S21RW in Bangladesh on the 10-meter band using SSB. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will pick up, perhaps hitting 155 by the 1st of December and 175 by the 6th. Only time will tell if this prediction is correct. Meanwhile, the KP index is forecast to start the coming week at 2, but then increase to 5 by Wednesday the 3rd. Quiet geomagnetic conditions were forecast for the duration of the CQ Worldwide CW contest. And now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The recent unsettled weather is continuing to dominate the big weather picture for the coming week or two. But with such a complex weather pattern, it is hard to be precise as to the predicted upcoming weather events and their timings. It's worth keeping a watch on forecasts from day to day to pick the bigger storms out in time and make sure your antennas are secure. Having said that, in propagation terms, this type of pattern is poor for any troposprospects, and the best benefit is likely to be potential rain scatter from heavier rain. Last Wednesday saw some interesting dry weather 24 gigs propagation over the North Sea. At the Margate 24 gigs web SDR, the newly repaired Flanders beacon, ON0HVL, was copyable all day until around 2000 UTC, until a band of humid air hit the path from the west, taking out both ON0HVL and GB3PKT. The latter returned to normal on the morning of Thursday the 27th. We're now exiting the broader span of the Leonids meteor shower, with a gap driven by random meteors until mid-December, when the Geminids arrive. There have been a few minor auroral events, though not particularly noteworthy in a radio sense. But in the absence of any tropo, perhaps it is still worth keeping an eye on the KP index going above 5 to provide a little excitement. Lastly, we have had some more out-of-season sporadicae on 50 MHz last week, so keep an ear open for that. For EME operators, moon declination is rising and went positive again on Saturday the 29th. That means more moon time and higher peak elevation in the coming week. Fast losses are low and falling further as we approach perigee on Thursday the 4th. 144 MHz sky noise is low all week, climbing to moderate at the end of the week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. And next, local news. Please note that details of all RSDB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Non-recurring notices only this week. Two for the Southwest. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club has a club net on 145.425 MHz from 11 a.m. every Sunday. The club has a rig test night on Friday from 7:30 p.m. at TS Enterprise, BS11 9XA. Contact is Colin, GCYHV, on 0117 982 3822, or via secretary at shirehampton-alfa-romeo-charlie.org.uk, or on the web shirehampton-alfa-romeo-charlie.org.uk. And on Sundays, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club has nets on 3.663 MHz SSB from 10:30 a.m. and on 70.425 MHz from 8 p.m. There are also nets tomorrow, Monday the 1st, and on Tuesday on 145.350 MHz from 8 p.m. On Thursday, the club has a presentation on the results from independent listening on simple receivers. The contact is via secretary at yeovil-alfa-romeo-charlie.com. There are no non-recurring items for Wales. So that ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSDB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsdb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSDB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can now be downloaded from rsdb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.